And as opposed to divergent plate boundaries, where we have things extending and opening up, or convergent, where things are compressing, colliding, being crushed, in a transform boundary, two plates are just very simply sliding past one another. And so they're dealing with shear stress, like we talked about back in metamorphic rocks, but there's nothing big and really exciting happening in terms of building mountains, creating new crust. None of those fun and exciting things are happening. Now, transform boundaries can definitely let rip some good earthquakes, but we don't see quite all the features that we see associated with a convergent plate boundary, for example. How do we identify transform plate boundaries? We look for features that have been offset from one another. So, for example, a lot of folks in California have dealt with this, where you have a road or a street driving along it, and all of a sudden you notice that the lanes don't really quite line up anymore. It's as though the entire road just shifted a few inches to the left, and then a few more inches to the left, and then a few more inches to the left. There's a small strike slip fault through there, which is reflecting that transform motion of two things sliding past one another. So nothing's going up or down, nothing's being driven underneath something else because of density differences, no new crust is coming up. All we're doing is sliding past one another. That's all that happens with transform boundaries. But one of the good things that transform boundaries do is they accommodate differences in the rate and direction of motion of the plates. So if you have a plate that's moving just a little bit faster than a plate near it and in a different direction, a transform boundary allows that difference in rate of motion to occur without too much trouble. So that's what transform boundaries are really doing, is accommodating differences between divergence and convergence that are tugging and pulling and pushing on these plates from different directions. Now, let's take a minute to think about weird things like Hawaii or the Yellowstone supervolcano that everybody likes to worry about. These are big volcanic centers that show up in the middle of a plate, where they are definitely not supposed to be by our basic idea of plate tectonics theory. So, what's causing these features? We call them hot spots. We find hot spots tend to be concentrated in just a couple places on Earth's surface. They're not very common at all. Usually they're identified by an area with lots and lots and lots and lots of very young volcanic rock that's occurring in the middle of a plate or not near one of the plate boundaries. So, hot spots like Hawaii and Yellowstone are very different from what we would expect. What's going on? How are you going to do this?